So last week, Steve kick-started our talk series on giving, and this is giving part two. So as we know, giving is a major part of our discipleship, along with prayer, with reading the word, with worship. So it's important for us to be reminded of the gravity of this. If you would like to follow the reading, it's on page 1157. It's only a short one, four verses, so that nice and easy. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse 4. Done. Chapter 16, that's where we are. So we find Paul once again answering another of the questions that the Corinthians have asked. The last time I preached on 1 Corinthians 16, I was talking about gifts. So he had been talking about spiritual gifts, talking especially about them living in community and how they would use those gifts in community. And he said then that he was using this picture of a body with many parts and how each part functions and how important it was that each part played its part. Too many parts. How many parts can you? Anyway, so if we turn to today's reading here, in these four verses, he says in verse 2, and I'll just read to you verse 2. He says, "On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made." So what does this mean? Yes, he's talked about different gifts, but now he's addressing them in the very last chapter of 1 Corinthians 16. He's talking about money, specifically giving. It seems to me that it's pretty obvious, I believe, that we give or spend according to what we have or can afford. Paul also then says that they should give on a Sunday or the first day of the week. He asked them to give systematically so that when he comes, he doesn't have to make a collection. And so in our context, I would probably suggest that this is why we talk about setting up a standing order, why it makes sense because of the systematic giving that Paul refers to here. If we consider the Old Testament reference in Malachi, Paul talks about the 10% of our income. Now, I remember as a child, our parents kind of teaching us what this looked like. So each time they would give us a little bit of money, they would say, "Shall we just sit down and calculate how you're going to use this money?" And so before touching anything, we would get a calculator out or pen and paper and just work out 10%, 10 out of 100 by that sum equals that. So that one isn't yours. Why, daddy or mommy? That belongs to God. Did we understand that as children? Maybe not the first time. Very strange. This God who is taking our money. And then again, same thing. So if somebody then gave you a gift as a child, you declare it. Uncle so-and-so has given me a little gift here. How exciting. Yes. Calculator. 10 out of 100 by that. That first one is God's. And as we grew older and older, occasionally at birthdays, you would get a gift as well. And if that came, similar thing. Now you'd think, do we declare these gifts to our parents or not? Because this thing might happen. This 10 out of 100 thing seems to be happening every time. But they were instilling a certain principle, and that was as a child. And growing up now, some things just stay with you. That's my little story then, and that stayed with me today. But if we think of our church family here at St. Stephen's, St. Stephen's is seeking to do the same, whereby we think of tithing. It's a biblical principle, so as a church, this is our authority, the word. So we don't make up the things that we believe, they come from there, don't they? And so if that's what Paul is saying, and in Malachi it's saying 10%, then that seems to me like a right thing for us to do. And so that guideline of 10% is a good way. Today we have letters here, and there are some letters on the side. Caroline, do you mind just holding up, and Murray, just wave at me some of those envelopes. Has anybody seen any of those envelopes on the way in or out? You might not have got yours yet, but there's one for everybody. So do pick up yours on the way out. It might have something exciting there, but it's really talking about what I'm saying here. And Rachel and I have got ours and have looked at it, and we've done what we've been doing as we've been part of different churches. So I've been working for churches for the best part of my life, and as we join a church and become members of that church, then one of the first things is, how do we play our role as part of this body, that family? This is our family now. And so we've sat down to look at 10 out of 100 by, it's happening again. And so I'd like to encourage you, if you haven't yet picked up yours, to think about that. But then, do we just give tithes? That's the other question. When you think about giving, is it just 10%? In our Bible passage here, thinking of what the Corinthians are doing, this collection is being made for the poor. So tithe seems to me like a starting point, and then as the Lord blesses, as there is need, they give. So A, they're giving according to what they have. So it's no good thinking, I really want to give £1,000 and you've got 100, or I'll only give 100 and you've got 10,000. It's according to how God has blessed you, because He is the source of all that we have. In many parts of Uganda where I come from, people, when they gather in churches, they will, and Andrew has been to, is it Malawi recently? Zambia. Maybe you're going to Malawi next. But been to Zambia, and you might find that as people give, they bring in kind. Chickens, goats, cows, grain. If you look in the Old Testament, that's how they gave. What they gave, wasn't it? They gave out of what they had. Sometimes money is liquid money. Other times it's real money. And that's money. So then when it's gathered, it's the job of the treasurer, as Sanjay might like this, the job of the treasurer is to then see, how do we convert this real money into money that we can use? Interesting thing to do. So why do we give? I want to suggest four things here. Number one, we give because it is part of our discipleship, along with, as I've said, worship, prayer, studying the Word of God. Two, we give our gifts because they are for the benefit of the rest of the church. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12 that those gifts that we have are not for ourselves, but for the body. That's why they're given to us. I used to encourage, as a youth leader and as a student, one of the things I would say to young people when we would gather was, on one-to-ones, was, do you think you have any gifts or talents or abilities? I think, no, I'm not good enough. I'm not as good as so-and-so. And I say, well, let's just sit down with a piece of paper. Let's start writing. What can you do? Yeah, maybe I can do this. I can do that. And then you come up with a list of about 5 things. The next question is, so why do you think God has given you those things? For some of those gifts, yes, you could use them for yourself, but really, the reason God has given them to you is so that His church, so other people can be blessed. Yes, for your own enjoyment, but also for the blessing of others. So our gifts are for the body of Christ. 3, we give back to God what He has given to us. That's humbling. It reminds us that what we have is not ours. He is the source of all good gifts, and so we're giving them back to Him as an act of worship, really. 4, we give to meet the needs of others and of the church. So I'd like to highlight here 2 needs that we have. So I've said we are a church family here at St. Stephen's. Jeremy is at St. Melitus Hanwell, and there'll be needs that are specific to that family there. But needs specific to us here, looking at our budget going forward into 2019. We have a deficit of £20,000, which some of you, as you hear that figure, it's like, oh, that's a lot. Others, as you hear that, you think, only? It's interesting, isn't it? What, depending on, again, we give according to what God has given to us. So £20,000, which we must raise as a family to be able to balance our books. But secondly, also to highlight our forecourt, as you come in there, is not very safe. And we had about this last week. Jeff is our warden, and he'll smile at me because he's been talking about the forecourt, and he really, you know, the forecourt needs to be done. And it's important that we keep our house in order. If you've got a front garden or you've got an entry point to the house, you want to make sure it's safe, that no guests are tripping over themselves as they come in, and things like that. So this is ours to look after. This is our church, just to highlight that we are proud of it. Is that right? Are you proud of St. Stephen's? Great. I mean, even if you're not, maybe now is a good time. Just put your hand up in case people look around. That's good. So we are proud of our church. It is our church. And because it's our family, when it flourishes, when it does well, we are happy. When it struggles, we hurt, don't we? Because it's ours. Sometimes when we look at budgets, we might think, yes, it's giving again. They're talking about giving. When you think of that word they, who is they? Us. Correct. We are. This is us. This is ours. So one, as we think of it, yes, we are the ones that St. Stephen's is counting on. Well, hang on. We are St. Stephen's, aren't we? So we are the ones that are counting on each other. Two, we are the ones that God is counting on for St. Stephen's to flourish. And what's so encouraging is, as somebody starting out here, I've heard that St. Stephen's has had a very good recent history on giving. So that's good to hear. And three, let us never forget that God is the source of all these gifts and resources that we have. We came into this world, remember, with nothing, and we leave with nothing. But we can lay up treasures in heaven where we're going, and we do that by responding to God's word. And so as I finish, can I just invite you to individually, perhaps you want to shut your eyes and just think, just a little moment of reflection as I conclude. Maybe you've got a bit of paper in front of you, or just in your mind, or on a phone, or somewhere that you could write. Think, as we go into 2019, are you going to give the same? Because we are all called to give. If you're already giving, are you going to give the same amount? Are you going to change it? If you're going to change it, what are you going to change it to? Secondly, if you haven't been giving, what does 10% of your income mean? And are you feeling ready and able to make that commitment? And thirdly, for all of us, in addition to tithe, how else can we give? Lord God, we pray for ourselves. As we hear about this subject, some of us get nervous. Others get encouraged, and indeed many of us are challenged. We pray that you will help us to respond in our giving as you have blessed us. In Jesus' name. Amen.